Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Tonight, breaking news. The Senate narrowly passes a nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package after a marathon session. The president hailing the bill.
It's going to make a big difference in so many lives in this country.
When will Americans get relief and how much can they expect? New super spreader concerns. Packed bars and beaches in Florida spring break destinations, even after officials ask people to stay home. Hundreds of thousands of bikers taking part in Daytona's Bike Week as states continue to relax restrictions. Plus, we'll take you inside one state's massive operation to get shots in arms as supply increases. Stripped of powers, state lawmakers vote to remove embattled New York Governor Cuomo's pandemic powers in the wake of his growing scandals, but he still has to sign the bill. Will he? Controversial classics, why some of Hollywood's most iconic films are under review tonight for potentially offensive content.
This is NBC Nightly News with Jose Diaz-Balart.
Good evening. The Senate this afternoon passed a massive, nearly $2 trillion pandemic aid plan, a bill that would include that $1,400 check. It passed without one Republican vote in an all-night marathon that President Biden considers a victory for his administration. But now, new fears of a spring break surge, with more states opening up, convinced the virus is under control. It comes as millions more get vaccines each day. But are there enough to go around? We've got the COVID crisis covered from every angle tonight. And we begin with Kelly O'Donnell at the White House.
45 days ago.
Tonight, President Biden says relief is coming soon.
This plan will get checks out the door starting this month.
The COVID lifeline includes $1,400 payments to most adults and children based on income, up to $75,000, and $150,000 for families.
It will help out a lot. Can pay some bills.
And it goes a long way, just like providing food and rent.
Today, the White House released video of President Biden telling a Michigan single mother of four how much she can expect.
Should get you a direct check for $7,000.
Oh, wow. That would be wonderfully appreciated.
This follows a 25-hour Senate marathon, a sleepless round-the-clock push that ended with a burst of applause. Senators voted on more than three dozen changes to the $1.9 trillion COVID package, including a compromise to extend federal unemployment benefits at $300 a week through September 6th. Recipients would not pay taxes on the first $10,200 of aid.
The people are hurting, and today we respond.
Every Democrat in favor.
Unity, unity, unity.
Every Republican voted no, blaming the steep cost with billions unrelated to the pandemic.
It's stuffed with non-COVID-related spending.
President Biden says he is a giant step closer to delivering his top priority, to supply vaccines, help schools, businesses, and state governments. He claims this legislative victory sends a message to Republicans and the country.
I'm going to succeed. We're going to succeed moving forward.
And Kelly joins us now. Kelly, what steps are left to turn this package into law?
It's almost done, Jose. Tuesday, the House will vote on the finalized version that came through the Senate today. Then it goes to the president's desk for his signature. And that could line up midweek with the one-year anniversary of COVID being named a national emergency. Jose?
Kelly O'Donnell at the White House, thank you. There are new concerns tonight about the start of spring break and another surge in COVID cases, especially as more states do away with mask mandates. Morgan Chesky has details.
Tonight, as vaccination numbers go up, a steady push for states to reopen, causing issues nationwide. In Florida, spring break already in full effect, with thousands descending on beaches and piling into pool parties. And hundreds of thousands headed to Daytona Beach for Bike Week, many without masks. the state, one of 17 recently canceling mask mandates, are not having any to begin with.
We still need to emphasize for people who are not vaccinated that masks matter. So taking away mask mandates or even not having them in the first place doesn't make sense from a health perspective.
At Trinity Cider in Dallas, owner Evan Kahlstadt says despite the governor's order to drop the mandate and allow 100% capacity, his mask-required signs are staying up.
Does the benefit to business outweigh potential concerns?
It's hard to tell. From what I've read, the Dallas hospitals aren't currently overwhelmed. But in general, it lets people take their lives in their own hands a little bit. We just want to keep them safe if they come into our restaurant.
A growing concern as states reopen, COVID variants. One analysis finding the UK version alone now responsible for more than 20% of the cases in the United States.
The masking, the physical distancing, and the avoiding of congregate settings. We do those two things. That's the best weapon against these variants.
And tonight, on the eve of the NBA All-Star Game, the Atlanta mayor stressing the same advice, urging fans to stay home and steer clear of the parties that could lead to yet another COVID surge.
And Morgan joins us from Dallas. Morgan, with the mask mandate in Texas ending on Wednesday, how much control do individual business owners have?
Yeah, Jose, they certainly do have options. In fact, the Houston police chief reiterated the fact that if you violate a clearly stated policy, you're setting yourself up for not only a police arrest, but also a charge of criminal trespass. Jose?
Morgan Chesky in Dallas, thank you. The race to vaccinate is on. As of today, more than 85 million doses have gone into arms. Cities are ramping up efforts, but there's still a long way to go. And tonight, Vaughn Hilliard has an inside look, tracking a vaccine shipment as it makes its way into one of the hardest hit states and to the people who need it most.
With vaccine shipments slated to double over the course of this month, America's vaccine supply chain is facing its biggest test yet.
Where'd you come from?
We came from Louisville, Kentucky.
Here in Phoenix, the latest arrival via UPS plane, 5:30 a.m.
You're bringing in something to help somebody.
The freight, vital to slowing the spread.
Arizona continues to be the worst in the world per capita when it comes to our infection rate.
As the state battles its way to recovery after more than 16,000 COVID deaths.
This is your truck. We're going to be following you with vaccine shipments.
7 a.m. from the plane into the care of UPS trucker Jeremy Giles.
Do you know when you have vaccine shipments on your...
Absolutely, yes.
This label, a GPS device, tracking the precious cargo to one of the city's mass vaccination sites. Inside, the Pfizer vaccines.
I get to deliver this stuff that's going to save lives.
The final stop, 8 a.m., Phoenix Municipal Stadium.
This is Pfizer.
Where Walmart pharmacist Matt Staub starts counting.
15 trays times 195 vials times 6 doses gives you about 17,550 doses.
That's how many folks are going to benefit from these 3 boxes.
Yes.
He checks the sub-zero temperatures required to keep doses fresh.
The thermometer on the inside, you'll see, tracks it the whole way, so never breaks the cold chain, as they call it.
And his team also preps syringes for the thousands waiting in line.
Thanks for your help.
Arizona's Governor Doug Ducey says the state has the manpower to get back on track, just not enough vaccine.
What we're telling the administration is we need more supply. You double our supply, we'll double our output.
This is a war room.
The output monitored by Arizona's top doctor, Kara Crist.
We've got a dashboard that updates us so that we know what the average wait time is, how many vaccines we've been doing.
A vaccine's journey in the promise of a healthier future for couples like Linda and Curtis Ward.
We've had 7 kids we've raised and 11 grandchildren, and I want to stay around and have time with them and enjoy them.
That's right. Many of the disadvantaged, heavily Latino neighborhoods here hit hardest by COVID also have lower vaccination rates. The governor tells me that conversations are underway to send mobile vaccination sites directly into those neighborhoods. Jose?
Vaughn Hilliard in Phoenix, thank you. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been front and center during the state's COVID crisis, but tonight he's under pressure to step down with 2 mounting scandals. Kathy Park reports.
Tonight, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo at the center of two scandals.
Eyes 43, nays 20.
Overnight, state lawmakers voted to strip him of emergency pandemic powers. Cuomo will now need input from the legislature before issuing new orders. Meanwhile, growing calls for him to step down after three women accuse him of sexual harassment. In an interview with CBS News, 25-year-old Charlotte Bennett said her former boss made her feel uncomfortable.
Without explicitly saying it, he implied to me that I was old enough for him and he was lonely.
Cuomo publicly addressed the claims Wednesday.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it.
Bennett's allegations are now part of an investigation led by New York's attorney general, who asked the Cuomo administration to preserve potential evidence tied to the complaint. His office is also under a separate federal probe for the handling of nursing home data. The governor has blamed disinformation for criticism surrounding his administration's handling.
And Kathy, now that the bill to repeal the governor's pandemic powers has been approved, what happens next?
Well, Jose, it goes to Governor Cuomo for his signature. And earlier this week, he suggested that he would sign that bill. Jose.
Kathy Park in New York City, thank you. Turning now to news overseas and the Pope's historic visit to Iraq. Today, he met with one of the country's top religious leaders, calling for peace and tolerance in the war-weary nation. Richard Engel is there.
Pope Francis walked with a visible limp. He's long suffered bouts of painful sciatica, but pushed on, determined to meet today Iraq's Shia Muslim leader, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. The reclusive Shia cleric is exalted in Iraq, and the meeting was a powerful gesture of mutual respect that could lead to improved relations between Christians and Muslims here. To follow the Pope's next journey, we boarded an Iraqi Air Force plane, landing at what was once a U.S. airbase, and crossing the desert to the ruins of the ancient city of Ur, with its 4,000-year-old temple, the Ziggurat.
It is humbling to be in this place, so full of history and symbolism. This is where Judaism, Christianity, and Islam meet, believed to be the birthplace of the patriarch Abraham, the founder of these three great faiths. And it is here that the Pope wanted to come to express his message of unity.
Near the ruins, the Pope held an interfaith meeting. Here, where Abraham, our father, lived, we seem to have returned home, he said. Hostility, extremism, and violence are not born of a religious heart. They are betrayals of religion, stressing what bonds God's children together, their common ancestry.
Tomorrow, Pope Francis will visit the Iraqi city of Mosul. It was once controlled by ISIS. It's the most dangerous part of this trip. And there, he'll denounce extremism. Jose?
Richard Engel in Baghdad. Thank you. When we come back, the poet who says a security guard followed her home, what she claims he told her. Also, the new controversy over some of Hollywood's most famous films.
This podcast is brought to you by Americans United for Separation of Church and State. For more than 75 years, Americans United has defended your freedom to live as yourself and believe as you choose, so long as you don't harm others. Core freedoms like abortion rights, marriage equality, public education, and even democracy itself rest upon the wall of separation between church and state. White Christian nationalists are attacking these freedoms, seeking to force us all to live by their narrow beliefs. Americans United is fighting back. Freedom without favor and equality without exception. Learn more about AU's work at au.org/NBC.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
Poet Amanda Gorman is opening up about an incident with a security guard near her home. The Harvard graduate who spoke at the inauguration says she was followed to her apartment by the security guard last night and told her she looked suspicious. She later tweeted about the incident, writing, "This is the reality of black girls. One day you're called an icon, the next day a threat." Gorman said she showed the guard her keys and he left with no apology. Movies, TV, books, they're the things that helped keep us company during the pandemic, but now many classics are getting a critical second look for their stereotypes. Erin McLaughlin has more.
Anyway, you take off for the powder room.
They're the films that once defined an era, now under scrutiny.
You disturb me!
From Mickey Rooney's depiction of an Asian man in Breakfast at Tiffany's to Fred Astaire's blackface routine in Swing Time. Decades-old scenes once celebrated, now criticized by some as racist and sexist. This month, TCM is launching a series to reframe old classics, including Gone with the Wind.
Seeing it through a different prism, focusing on the parts of the movie that are problematic, tackling them head-on without fear. And addressing them.
While some are adding context, others pulling content completely. Dr. Seuss Enterprises' stomping publication of six book titles, including The Cat's Quizzer and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, classics shelved for their sometimes racist imagery, leading to cries of cancel culture. Yesterday, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tweeting he still likes Dr. Seuss.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
Backlash now driving Dr. Seuss book sales, with Cat in the Hat topping Amazon's bestseller list. Just in the last year, multiple iconic brands and institutions have been renamed. Others, including Disney Plus, adding warnings. For a Muppets film starring Johnny Cash featuring the Confederate flag. Some arguing pulling the work is not the answer.
We need to have nuanced, detailed, thoughtful conversations. It's just a question of if we will actually allow ourselves to have those conversations. And rather than banish it away, why don't we think about what we can do with it?
Tonight, across the country, some of those Hollywood classics now getting a fresh screening. Erin McLaughlin, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Still ahead, new details about the crash that injured Tiger Woods. And it isn't just snowbirds anymore. Why so many businesses are now flocking to Florida? We're back with new details about the crash that seriously injured golf legend Tiger Woods. A court document reveals a resident in the area was the first to find Woods in his mangled SUV and that the golfer was unconscious, something not previously disclosed by authorities. Florida is a haven for snowbirds, but now, during the pandemic, businesses are fueling an economic boom for the Sunshine State. Tonight, Sam Brock on why so many are heading south.
On a bustling stretch of downtown Delray Beach, you'll find more than 100 restaurants, and many, like newly opened Lionfish, are migrating in from out of state.
Are you making a conscious decision to invest in Florida because of what's happening?
Yes, absolutely. California, our restaurants are still outdoor dining only. The hospitality industry at 25 and 50%. These companies are just not going to be able to stay afloat. Not now, not ever.
Craig O'Keefe's San Diego-based Click Hospitality is finding more fertile ground in Florida, where restaurants can open at 100% indoors. O'Keefe says with five more properties on the way and hundreds of jobs at stake, safety and growth can coexist. The lure of different rules has ushered in a wave of high-profile New York restaurateurs from South Beach to Palm Beach. La Goulou has been a Manhattan mainstay for a half century. Founder Jean Denoyer just opened a sister spot here.
It's a piece of cake to operate in Palm Beach. It's very difficult to operate in Manhattan.
Was it so difficult that it actually pushed you to leave New York and come down to Florida?
Indeed.
Proponents of this pro-business boom, like influential real estate developer Craig Menon, We're able to plow ahead with major projects through the pandemic, like the Delray Beach Market and upscale Ray Hotel, both opening in the coming months. He says there's a move here across industries, from tech to finance to restaurants.
The sell is so easy that we're being recruited. We're not recruiting. People want to be down here.
Florida so far has recorded 1.9 million cases of COVID and more than 31,000 deaths. But NBC News figures show despite vastly different rules, California, Florida, and New York City have nearly identical per capita case rates, better than the majority of the country.
And I just think it gives people hope that there is a future that's much more normal than we're being told in other places they can live.
As America tries to find a path toward reopening and recovery, Florida is certainly creating its own recipe. Sam Brock, NBC News, Delray Beach.
That's NBC Nightly News for this Saturday. I'm Jose Diaz-Balart. Thank you for the privilege of your time. Good night.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.